Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
What a joy to be back with you once again in this wonderful segment of our ministry of presenting the Word of God to each one of you. And it's a joy also to let you know that Jesus is still Lord and He's able to take care of every single situation in your life. Today I'm coming to you in the wonderful name of Jesus and I bring to you God's Word. I want to talk a little bit about the wisdom of God. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, Paul says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but rather in the demonstration of the Spirit and power." Oh, yes. And I pray that today as you open your heart, that you will be able to understand, and not only to understand, but to receive the Word of God in your life, so that you will be able not only to grow, but to bear spiritual fruits. Oh, yes. In our day, we have seen a great many words of man's wisdom. We are seeing great men arising all around us today, and we are seeing many preachers and many teachers who are preaching the Word of God, which is remarkably wonderful. But you see, beloved, what God needs for you and I is to have the wisdom of God. You see, when Paul was preaching the Word of God, and some of you who do not know this man Paul, his name was Saul, and he was one of the leaders in the Roman army, and he didn't know any better. This man was working, and this man was doing whatever Rome wanted, and this man consented even to the death of Stephen in the book of Acts. And then one day, he was on his way to Jerusalem. He heard that there were some Christians praying out there, and he was on his way to get them bound in chains and fetters and to have them dragged before the courts of Rome and to have them thrown, some before the lions, some to be beheaded, some to be burnt alive for their faith. And then suddenly, there was a light that shone from heaven. The Bible declares, when the light shone from heaven, it was like a great lightning that struck him off his horse. He fell to the ground and he became blind for 3 days. You see, God began to speak to him, and he heard a voice that spoke and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? I am," and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And Jesus says, "I am Jesus." Oh, and you cannot kick against the pricks. And then the Bible declared that one had to lead him into the house of one of Jesus's disciples. And there he was prayed for. And after 3 days, he received his sight and his life was transformed. You know, beloved, the wisdom of God, oh, cannot be compared with anything in this world, neither the wisdom of man. Man can make aeroplanes to fly at a very high altitude and at a great speed. Man can go into outer space. Man can go to the very edge of this universe. But if man does not have the wisdom of God, man has nothing. The Word of God is full of wisdom, and we need to bind them around our hearts. When you read the book of Proverbs, you will see how Solomon in his great wisdom says we need to hold on to wisdom and make her our company. Oh yes, Paul says, "I do not come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power." God changed his life, and God changed his name from Saul to Paul. And I tell you something today. Oh, Paul became a follower of Jesus. He began to change lives instead of taking lives. Has God changed your life? What are you doing for God? And there are some of you out there who need to have not only an outward change, but an inward change. You need to demonstrate Christ in your life by the way you live. And the Bible says also in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man. Our faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but rather in the power of God. You see, if human wisdom is used to win and to gain and to achieve all the things that we so richly desire, all these things will be one day passed away. The Bible says all the riches, all the fame, and all the fortune will one day be done away with. But the name of Christ and His wisdom abide forever. I've had the privilege of doing hundreds of funerals in my day and time, but the point is that not at any given moment had I seen at any burial during the committal services that anyone took all their earthly possessions and belongings with them to the grave. Nothing we brought into this world, and sure enough, we can take nothing out of it. And so we need to serve God with all our hearts. If a man is brought to faith through the power of God, then his faith rests upon that. You and I will live by faith. When you and I are confronted with situations and things at times will become so unbearable, it is the faith of God that works in our lives to give us the sustenance and the ability and the strength and the leading of the Holy Spirit to go on. And beloved, I want you to understand that you need to trust the Lord more with your faith and the Word of God. And beloved, the wisdom of God is what we need today. We can have all the riches of the world, but if we do not have the wisdom of God, we still have nothing. We are still a pauper before God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church and he says, listen, and this is not only for the Corinthian Christians of time past, it is also for you and I. Paul says, how be it, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. You see, all the wisdom of the world and all the things and knowledge of the world will come to naught. Nothing. And Paul says, I do not use the worldly methods of this world, but I live through the wisdom of Christ. Verse 7, he says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. There is a glory that comes through and from God's wisdom. And God wants us to live. There is that mystery. Oh, yes. Mystery in the New Testament always means something undiscoverable by the activities of the human intellectual. And we can only find that mystery through the working and revelation of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Paul says, we speak the wisdom of God. We have a philosophy. Oh, yes, we've got something that is better. It is not of this age. It is not of this world. But it is God's wisdom, and it pertains to the cross of Christ. Many people, including myself, don't understand all there is to understand about the cross. But one thing I do know, that Christ came and He died on the old rugged cross, buried in a tomb, arose on the third day, and He's seated at God's right hand, gave us the Holy Spirit at Pentecost so that we will be able to live an overcoming and victorious life. Remember, your life is not going to be an ordinary life when you become a child of God. You will be filled with the wisdom and the power of His Spirit. I'm speaking today about the wisdom of God and all the glories of that wisdom. In 1 Corinthians 2:8 it says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, the Lord on that cross. You see, they did not know it. They crucified Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 says, but as it is written, Eye had not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. There are so many things that God has prepared for each one of us, things that we could hardly imagine. When you become a child of God, God has implanted and God has caused his Holy Spirit to bring to birth in every believer's life a wisdom, a knowledge, an understanding that is not of this world. What about your wisdom today? Is it according to the world? Are you making decisions based on your knowledge and your upbringing and what you were taught by wonderful men of this age? Oh, I want you to realize that if ever you will please God, you need to make and base all your decisions on the Word of God. In chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, it says in verse 10, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." The mystery of God is revealed unto us by His Spirit. We need to seek the Holy Spirit to reveal unto us that mystery of God. It cannot be received through the carnal man, but it needs to be received by those who are born of the Spirit of God. When you and I are born of the Spirit of God, God is going to fill us. There is going to be a mystery that the world will never discover until they come into that realm where they will be able to walk and to please God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:10, Paul says in his writing, "But God has not revealed them unto God has not revealed them to the world, but God has revealed them unto us, His children, by His Spirit. For the Spirit of God searches all things, even the deep things of God." You see, we cannot get through the eye gate or the ear gate or the mind of this universe. The Spirit of God can teach us. There are many things we can learn and we can understand by studying the Bible. Beloved, such as the history of the Word of God, the poetries of it. But we also need to understand we cannot get spiritual truth that way alone. Why? Because God has revealed His truth unto us by His Spirit. By reading the Bible alone, you will never be able to understand the mystery and the wisdom of God. We need to have the Spirit of Christ living in us. We need to have Christ in our hearts and lives, and Jesus must be our Savior, and we must be truly born again. And in verse 11, we'll be closing very shortly. You can join us and you can read it along. It says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." You see, it says in verse 12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us by God." Beloved, it's a joy to let you know that our wisdom that we are living by today is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get into the Word of God, and I will pray a prayer of faith that the Lord touch you and draw you closer to Him and give you His wisdom. And I pray you will write and let us know. Support us and let us continue this message that others may come into the knowledge of God. Ask the Lord to consider us in your endeavors and in your prayers. The Lord bless you and hope to hear from you very soon. Until then, until next time, you have a wonderful week with Jesus.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.